What are you thankful for this year? On today's show, we're exploring what haunters are doing during Thanksgiving and how they are giving thanks this year. From the Haunted Attraction Network, I'm Philip, and today is all about giving thanks. You might be wondering why we're airing this episode now instead of on Thanksgiving Day itself. And that's because we have something very special planned for Thanksgiving Day. So if you don't listen to today's episode, that's okay, but make sure that you come back for Thanksgiving Day. I promise you don't want to miss it. First up, Daryl's going to tell us how haunters are giving thanks to their cast members at the post-Halloween cast party.
Now that haunt season is over and the giving of thanks is upon us, on Haunter's Toolbox, we asked, what type of parties do you usually have for your staff? How do you give them thanks? How do you appreciate your staff? Out of the 34 replies that we got, it seems that most of the people actually have a big catered dinner when they can. Sometimes that doesn't happen until the spring. A few happen in February through June. There's a few people that have a big Christmas or Thanksgiving party, though that might interfere with the family a little bit. Potlucks are really popular as well. Many people like barbecues. And a few people go to things like laser tag, Ren Fair, or one group even actually played their own game of hide and shriek. Whatever you do, though, for your team, we hope that you really appreciate them. And even if we can't have all of the parties due to the COVID restrictions in some places right now, let your people know that you really appreciate everything that they do and you're thankful for them.
And now we're going to hear from haunters all over about what they're doing to celebrate this Thanksgiving.
Hi, I'm Scott Swenson from Scott Swenson Creative Development, and I just want to say happy holidays to everybody. So my family has some unusual, well, I guess they're unusual to some people, tradition for Thanksgiving. It's one tradition specifically for Thanksgiving, and that's when Christmas starts. We give our first Christmas gift on Thanksgiving. And the reason we do that is for years, we would get Christmas ornaments on Christmas Day, and we wouldn't be able to use them until the following year. And we had to figure out, wait, who gave me this or what? So it started with us just giving Christmas ornaments, moving that up to Thanksgiving. That becomes the first present of the season. And it makes the Christmas holiday extend significantly longer. And we also get to use all of those Christmas-themed gifts throughout the entire season that they've been given. This year, I'm thankful that things did not turn out as catastrophically as we all thought they would. I think there are opportunities there, and we all just have to find ways to find them.
Happy holidays, everyone. Do I have any unusual traditions or rituals that I do during Thanksgiving? Well, every year for the haunt side, we get together as a haunt crew and we do a Thanksgiving party, which is usually a few weeks after haunt season. We give out awards, have a potluck dinner, give out prizes, watch a slideshow of the haunt and all the photos that the actors send us. So we put and make a great big slideshow. And this year it is postponed due to COVID. So we are not doing that. We're going to try to put that off during the springtime, maybe once all this stuff kind of dies down, hopefully, where we can get together and talk and network and talk about our season and things to come for next year. On a personal side, we get together. My mom has a family of 11 siblings, so we usually get together as a great big family and do another potluck on Thanksgiving Day. And this year it is postponed as well. So all my favorite foods and rituals and stuff and turkey and all the trimmings, we'll have to wait. But I am very thankful that we were safe. The customers, the employees were, you know, we still managed to have a show. We were managed to open. Very thankful for the people that came together and helped. My crew, my actors, my team. I'm thankful for my family for being there for me to support me through all these crazy haunt ventures that I have. I'm thankful that, you know, I got to work through COVID, so I'm still working. I'm a mailman by trade during the day, so life continues to go on. But very thankful for the haunt community for being there to support me and just seeing the people in the Facebook groups that share and talk to each other, give each other advice. So there's a lot to be thankful for in this time. And it's been a weird, crazy year, but, 2020 will soon be past us, and 2021 will be right around the corner. Have a great Thanksgiving, however you decide to celebrate it, and keep on keeping on.
Hey, everyone. Maximus Christian Bryant here from the Ohio Haunters Association. And I'm here to talk about Thanksgiving traditions. Now that the Halloween season is over, we are coming on to Thanksgiving, not to be forgotten before Christmas takes over. So with Thanksgiving here, my family has some interesting traditions. Well, actually only really one, and it's quite silly. Before we put the turkey into the oven, we all slap the turkey before we put it in. This started about 10 to 15 years ago because I saw some kind of comedy skit. I really don't know where it was, whether it was Mad TV or Saturday Night Live. I really don't know. But there were two guys in it, and each was holding a meat. One was holding a ham, and the other was holding something else. I really don't remember. And they were kind of daring each other to, like, slap each other's meat. And they would do it, and they'd be like, yeah, that felt good, didn't it? And I don't know. I thought that it was just stupid and silly. So that year for Thanksgiving, I literally made everybody in the house slap the turkey. And now it's become a thing where every morning we have Thanksgiving breakfast, and then we will go and slap the turkey before mom prepares it and puts it into the oven. Now that you all are judging me for this ridiculousness and stupidity, a more normal tradition is that once the turkey's in the oven, we will typically go out to a pond and we'll bring old bread and we will feed the ducks. And we will do that for a little bit, and then we'll go and take family photos. And it's usually out in nature, and we bring a camera and we'll snap a few photos together. And that's typically what we send our family over in Germany for Christmas. So we'll do that, and then we'll go home and have dinner. And typically at dinner, that's when we'll start talking about what we're thankful for. And this year, I think I have quite a bit to be thankful for. And I mean, I've always had quite a lot to be thankful for, but this year I think it stood out even more. One of the first things is friends who check in with you and care, you know, the ones that don't let you lose yourself. And I think back in April of this year, I was starting to do that, but, you know, great friends came through. Also, I'm thankful for my family who are always with me and are just amazing people of support. I am also thankful that we got to have our haunted house season at the Dent Schoolhouse. That was wonderful. And I was just so happy it got to happen because, you know, back in January and February, we were worried about the Halloween season. So there's so much to be thankful for. And I'm also thankful for all of you, you know, other haunters and haunt enthusiasts. You guys are fantastic. So have a happy Thanksgiving. Take a moment and think about what it is you're thankful for, because I bet if you think about it, you will find more things to be thankful for than just a quick thought. So, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. God bless.
Hey, this is Daryl from Haunt Topic Radio, Haunted Attraction Network, Scarrett Badges, Haunter's Toolbox, Haunt Masters, and Edmonton Haunted House in Edmonton, Alberta, where I'm an actor manager. Canadian Thanksgiving is a little different than American Thanksgiving. Even though I will celebrate any holiday that involves food or candy, Canadian celebrations happen on the second Monday of October. That coincides with the Harvest Festival. Because we are farther north, it is usually earlier than the lower 48 states. Usually the food is similar, turkey and ham, mashed potatoes. One of the things I don't really see here is sweet potatoes with marshmallow. I did grow up near lots of people with Ukrainian heritage, so people here often do Ukrainian food as well. Though it's not really my favorite. I would make a very poor Ukrainian person.
Hello, this is Dalton Dale from Big Dreamer Productions. This year for Thanksgiving, I'm so thankful to be able to slow down and take a breath from all of the craziness in this world. And it also gives us a great opportunity to reconnect with family and friends from a time gone by. Though nothing will replace the smell of Thanksgiving early in the morning, I do look forward to being able to be with those people in the flesh again very, very soon.
Hi, I'm Ashley Cope, and I am a part of the HauntCon team. One of my family traditions for Thanksgiving is that we always watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, and then I usually make some type of pumpkin dessert. I am thankful that I will get to spend Thanksgiving with just my immediate family, so not everyone, but I'm still thankful that I at least get to see some of them this year.
Hi, this is Samantha Grimaldi from the HauntCon team. I am thankful that my family is healthy, and I've gotten to use this very crazy year to spend more time with my sister who lives in a different state than me. So it's been a good thing that's come out of a kind of crazy year.
Hi, I'm Eric Haygood, and I am the founder of Augzist Haunt Portal. Being that Thanksgiving is a tradition where extended family comes over, I do have an uncle who likes to wake us up with a chainsaw at the crack of dawn. You know, being that 2020 has been a year of unpleasant surprises, I'm thankful for the positive side that COVID-19 brought that I think a lot of people benefit from. And that is, even though forced, having the time to be around family, and especially my 9-month-old son, which I know that I would be way too busy otherwise.
Patrick Konopelski here. I am the owner of Shocktoberfest, located in Reading, Pennsylvania. For Thanksgiving, no, we're pretty boring family. You know, we get together and do the Thanksgiving meal. There's always talk of, oh, we should go away for Thanksgiving. And then we don't. You know, Thanksgiving comes at that perfect time right after haunt season. So to just chill, relax, it's you really enjoy that downtime.
I thought it would be fun to end this episode with some stories from the other Gantam staff members about what they do for Thanksgiving.
My name is Quan. I'm the founder of Gantam Lighting and Controls. I'm really thankful for my family and the fact that we are living relatively self-sustainably with a decent-sized garden that can feed us so that we can stay together and use as little outside resources as possible. I'm very thankful for being prepared with this type of lifestyle even before this year happened. Since a good portion of my family is overseas, it's always been communicating through video. I'm thankful that our lifestyles were not that disrupted by this year. Business-wise, of course, it's been affected, but home life has been pretty much as usual. Very thankful for that.
What is one tradition or ritual as part of my Thanksgiving celebration? That would be, we are making the desserts. We don't do the turkey, thankfully. We just always bring dessert, and it's always popular.
One ritual for Turkey Day, eating. We would always wake up early when I lived in LA, obviously, and get up to watch the parade.
My family is chaotic and all over the map, so we don't really have consistent traditions, although this year will be the second year that my dad's side of the family is doing oysters and some sort of seafood type thing for Thanksgiving, which is a tradition that I am okay with. So I'm going to say we do Low Country Boil and oysters for Thanksgiving instead of traditional fare. And that's me.
My one tradition, part of Thanksgiving. Our Thanksgiving dinners are always celebrated down in Carlsbad, San Diego, with either my parents' house or my sister's house. But the one thing that is unique about the holiday is it's the one day of the whole year that my siblings and I have Wilson Creek almond champagne. I don't know if anybody's ever had that. But I don't like champagne in general, but this is, it's so good. And then it's also the one day of the whole year that my sister makes these amazing raspberry and cream cheese. They're like little wonton-like poofs or confectionery treats. I call them yummy poofs of heaven. And I would make the trip just for those, just to have those two things, but don't tell my family that. So.
My first Thanksgiving celebration was about 7 years ago in Shanghai Disney. You know, 50% of them American expat, right? So what they do is they order from the restaurant.
Thanksgiving tradition, I always go to my parents' house because my mom is a great cook and she's very young. So I'm thinking it'll be a really long time before I have to supply Thanksgiving dinner. And then we always put up the Christmas tree after Thanksgiving dinner. But yes, Christmas tree goes up after Thanksgiving.
My tradition is I'm usually still recovering from Halloween. You know, my mom really likes to entertain people. So everyone always comes to our house is usually what it is. And it's never family because we don't live by family. There's always like other people. Like I have friends that have moved out of the area and like their parents still come over, even though like the friends are gone. It's like the parents are there. Specialty for me is the mashed potatoes and the pumpkin pie. Because even though they're really simple, I think people get mashed potatoes wrong because people tend to mix them before the moisture has left. And so that's what that it like makes them lumpy. I don't know. I just am like, I'm going to make the potatoes because if anyone else tries it, they're going to mess it up.
And that is it for today. From the Haunted Attraction Network, I'm Philip, and this was your Haunt News Briefing. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you catch our shows every Tuesday and Thursday. And if you like this episode, please leave us a review in iTunes and share this episode with a friend. Today's episode was sponsored in part by Gantam Lighting and Controls. It was produced by me, Philip Hernandez, with post-production and editing by David Swope, and music provided by Chris Thomas. The news was reported by Daryl Plunkey. And if you want to be part of the conversation, join our Facebook group at Haunters Toolbox. If you have news or a story to report, drop me a line at philip@hauntedattractionnetwork.com. And until next time, everyone, stay scary.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production.